The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Got to work feeling good this Thursday morning. You know how we call it Friday's Eve? And then I realized I failed my baby girl. I failed my daughter. Let's talk about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And Automatic and I are married, and we have a little one at home, and she's not feeling well. And I got to work, and I started checking my emails, and I noticed there was a text message on my phone. And I looked, and it was my baby last night at midnight saying, "Mom, Dad, can you please bring me medicine and water? Please." And then she sent another text, ? Please. I didn't even see it until today.
I checked on her this morning. She's alive.
That's not enough. That is not enough. She's sick. She's feverish. I didn't even notice.
She lives with you guys, right?
Of course she does.
She's a baby.
Why is she sending text messages?
Because inside of our house, Dana like has this no yelling thing. Anytime anyone starts yelling, she's like...
I grew up in a yelling house. I'm trying to break the habit.
Well, is it not weird to text inside the house?
I think that's a little bit
weird. I think it's weird too, because guess who what I am? I'm a yeller. I scream throughout the house.
No, but she's sick, Anthony. She's really sick and feverish, so I don't want her to get up.
Yeah, no.
And get out of bed.
You can't text 911. Like, that's the reason why you have to call for help. You
know? And we don't like, even answer.
My point is, I don't think you should feel that bad. It's a text message.
Well, now you made me feel worse because I have my phone shut off at night. I can't receive calls.
I would wake up and go wake my mom up and be like, bro, I don't feel good. I would wake her up. Like, the fact that she's okay, dog. She's okay.
It's kind of a princess move, right?
Yeah, like,
sending this text message. That's why I went and checked her this morning. She's fine. I was like, are you going to school? Are you okay? And she said, I still feel bad. I said, well, if you feel better, then go to school.
Day. Yeah. Well, now I'm just going to have to rush home and make some caldo, which is homemade soup for my baby, so I can be back on top and be mother of the year.
So you could override your own guilt?
Yes. That's what we mothers do.
She probably doesn't even care.
She doesn't.
Whatever. She probably doesn't. You're right. Gosh. Anyway, all right. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Opposite Day.
Oh, I always think about SpongeBob. I can't help it. He and, his best friend, Patrick Starr, on Opposite Day, Squidward hated it.
I think of how opposite we are because I felt no guilt at all.
Automatic, you're terrible. You're horrible.
Also, National Fish Taco Day, which, not my Steve.
Shout out to San Diego.
You know what? I got some tilapia in the freezer. Tilapia. Let's make some. You want to make some fish tacos?
You can.
I will, out of guilt.
And we'll wrap this morning up with National Irish Coffee Day, which, if you didn't know, is a very strong coffee with a shot of Irish whiskey and some whipped cream on top.
Anytime anything says Irish in it, there's going to be alcohol and vibes.
That's racist, DJ Automatic.
I'm sorry. Alcohol or a potato.
He is, okay, yeah.
That's racist.
That was wild.
How is that racist?
Nah, he's Irish, so you can say.
I'm Irish, and within my family, there's a lot of whiskey going on. Potatoes.
Irish coffee drinkers in your familia? Okay, yeah. Okay. Question. What do you think of when I say Mexican people? Okay.
Tamales.
Okay, I'd rather be known for tamales than Irish coffee. There you go.
That might have been equally as racist. I don't know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm not saying cutting people off entirely is a good idea. I am saying, though, if someone in your life is extremely negative, you might want to keep them at arm's distance, and that does include family. So we just turned the radio on. We're having a discussion because we got a call from one of our good friends who listens to the show every day, Mikey Mike from the West Side. Take a listen.
You know what, Dana? You know that whole saying, new year, new me?
Yes, yes.
I always used to make fun of that saying, but you know what? No more toxic people, no more negativity, no more drama. I'm literally heading in a new direction for my family.
There you
go. Oh, man.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You just got to say it out loud.
I'm calling it cut the ties with the addictive storms with the family.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm willing to burn a lot of bridges, not burn it in a bad way, but willing to burn the bridges so that they don't cross it to ruin my happiness on my end.
There's a sense of relief in his voice, but there's also a sense of sadness.
Yeah.
Because you love your family. Family is everything, right? But if there's negativity or maybe something happening, they're negative towards your partner, they mistreat your kids, you got to keep them at arm's distance.
Yeah, I felt like he was struggling with the detachment from the individual he was talking about. And I've never been through that situation with like family members. I've been very blessed to have a very tight-knit and supportive group of family members. But I've had to cut friends off for their drug habits.
Yeah.
And that's always tough because you got to leave a person who you're like, man, I want to help them. But trying to help them was taking away from my happiness. And that's something that I had to learn how to do.
Growing up in a house with a lot of that had a lot of drug and alcohol problems, I don't think I ever cut anyone off, but I sure didn't go around as much. And I did definitely make sure that it wasn't known where I was going to be all the time, because it wasn't that anyone was asking me for money or stealing from me, but it's hard to be around somebody when they're in that state.
Especially
all the
when
time.
You love them.
And when you love them, and to have your kids around that is like saying it's okay. And it's not okay to live that way. I mean, my dad has passed now and he's moved on because of that, but I couldn't be around it every day. I couldn't watch him kill himself. And I didn't want to watch my daughter watch him do that to himself.
We only lived an hour away. And I remember asking you one day, Automatic, why don't we go up to see your parents? And you said, I can't do it anymore.
I was always close to my dad. I loved him.
You call him and stuff, but
I had to love him from a distance because I couldn't deal with it.
There's some steps, according to BetterHelp.com, that you can use so that you can keep family in your life, but not to the point that it affects you in a negative way. And one of those is be honest, which I was with my family, and it's been a lot better. I just had to tell my mom, my Nana, my Theo Frankie, like, hey, you know, this is affecting me, this, that, and the other. And I remember my uncle telling me, don't come around here. Don't bring the kids around here. Why would you want to subject them to this madness? That's love right there, because he didn't want them to see what I had grown up with. He knew that it was too much. It was a lot. And I'll be honest, being around my mom now is so, I can't wait to be around her because she's working on being a better person. That's big right there. Also, you got to set boundaries. But number one, and this is the hardest thing, sometimes you do have to walk away. One thing that Anthony said about his friendships, and one thing you said, DJ Automatic, and I know in my family too, you can't help people that don't want help. You can wish it, you can pray for it, but if they don't want to seek help, whether it's being negative, whether they're drug addicts, drinkers, whatever it is, they'll never change.
And it's almost like you get addicted to it at a certain point.
What's
you get
a roller
used
coaster
to the
ride?
Yeah, you get used to that, to the drama that's constantly going on, and it doesn't do any good for anyone.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. If you'd like to share some advice with us, call us up 877-730-DCS1. But like I said, I'm happy that I talked to my mom about it because we have such a great relationship now, and I would have lost that if I had not told her how I really felt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there's something that couples are doing in their relationship that they say guarantees no one will cheat. Hey. Yeah, it's brand new study here. I'll share it with you last. DJ Automatic, you first.
They say love doesn't cost a thing, but I'll tell you what does. Valentine's Day.
Oh.
New surveys are out, and they say that it's going to cost you $157.52 on February 14th if you're in a relationship.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to spend. It's up 5.2% from last year. Dang. But let me tell you, newly together people, you're still honeymooning, they're saying you're going to spend $247 on Valentine's Day.
Because you're trying to show up when you meet somebody.
Here's a plot twist about Valentine's Day. It actually doesn't require the amount of money you spend. It requires you being creative. As a person who's dating somebody, you have to know what their interests are, and you can actually get away with spending less money if you're more creative and thoughtful with your gesture.
DJ Automatic, are you taking notes?
I always get you great creative gifts. When have I not got you a great creative
what
gift?
What is the most creative gift you've ever gotten?
They're so creative that I can't even think of one
right now.
There
it is. Yeah, my bad, dude. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for once again setting me up to lose, Anthony.
Sorry, dude. I thought I was really getting out there and helping the homies out.
And that's why the husbands ended up spending less money. They're just like, here's some flowers. That's it for the day. All right, Anthony, what you got?
All right, in case you missed it, gossiping at work could actually benefit employees. According to Binghamton University School of Management, they found that office gossip actually boosts effectiveness in the workplace, and that they view good gossip as compliments for each other and bad compliments simply as blowing off some steam or venting about the workplace.
So the cheesemate gets people going.
It does, dog. Right. It does. A little cooler talk there will keep the people around.
I know when DJ Automatic's in the studio in the back and he's like, you know, locking things up here and he crosses his leg, it's on.
That means we're going to have a little talk right now.
Yeah, it's on.
I will say this. I don't go to people for the cheesemate, but for some reason the cheesemate comes to me.
Because you absorb it so well.
It's because I'm not rude. I'm not like, hey, leave me alone, I'm working.
And then you come in here and give us the tea.
Yeah, you and your wife have different strategies when it comes to absorbing teas, because Dana will summon people to come in the studio and give them the tea. Say, hey, come in here, girl. Let me hear what you got going on.
I will do that. I will do that. All right, so in case you missed it, poly relationships are on the rise from 4 to 5. 5%. Now, just 5 years ago, it was only 2%. So think about how much it's grown.
Explain to me what poly relationship
is. Okay, this is when couples have multiple partners. They're okay with seeing
other people. How is that a relationship if you have multiple partners?
Because you're honest about your intentions.
And that's why automatic, according to this study that was done by psychologytoday.com, it says that couples feel more secure because what might otherwise be seen as cheating is now welcome in their beds.
So are they bringing the people into the relationship as well?
Yes.
To each their own, too, right? It's not always like a trio of a situation.
It's a quad?
It could be if that's what your speed is. But for me, it's like, it's cool up until your girl gets b***h. That's my thoughts on open relationships.
I could never do this.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
Either which way. Even if it was another hot girl, you're going to lose out. I'm sorry.
I know. Remember that time that one guy said that he got sent to the bunny ranch and he won it on some rock show and his wife is like, okay, let's go. And then he said it was all fine and dandy.
For the first 30 seconds?
No, and then he was done and then he got to sit there and watch his wife have a good time for like 45 minutes.
That is true what they say about threesomes. They don't save marriages. They do not. Valentine's Day, though. How much money did he spend on Valentine's Day?
Spend more on a
877-730-DCS1. Would you even entertain a poly relationship? Yeah. I could never do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, have you ever heard those horrible stories about people abandoning their dogs? Just kind of tossing them on the side of the road. That's what happened with this little girl spaniel. She was left at a supermarket, and when people noticed, she had six legs.
What?
Oh, yes.
A dog with six legs?
Like an araña, a spider.
That dog is possessed. It has six legs.
No, it's not.
Is it worse to feel like that's something you could probably profit off of? Like, you could take that to like.
Take it to the carnival?
Take it to the carnival or take it to somebody. Like, hey, you guys want to see my six-legged dog?
There are no more freak shows, people. Well, you know where the freak shows are? You guys are the freak show. So anyway.
I don't have six legs.
This couple.
Just three.
Nice.
Can I tell my story? The couple got the dog.
That joke is for the dogs.
Took her in. They cut the two legs off. Now she's fine. She got four legs.
Well, okay. Well, were those other legs functional or were they just dangling?
They were dangling on the side of her tail.
All right.
Like some of you men out there. Yeah. Just dangling.
All right. So I'm going to talk about this guy who really loves his girlfriend so much so that he actually dressed up as her to take her nursing exam.
Obviously got caught or we wouldn't be talking about this.
Exactly. Yes. He walked in, took the nursing exam and failed. But
no, he failed?
Yeah, he failed. And also was arrested for identity theft.
Damn. Okay, I understand all that. But also in the era of like different types of genders, yes, I think.
It could have been a fluid thing.
Dude, he could have went with the fluid route and just been like, I woke up feeling like this today.
Or he could have just passed the damn test.
Or she could have just passed the test.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of happy they got caught. I don't want no dumb nurse out there, dog, plugging me up, dude.
Nope.
Anyway, let's talk about a flight. An American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Austin was delayed because of a gassy passenger. Yes, a Reddit user reported being on an American Airlines flight when a man who appeared to be disgruntled and yet hungover got on the flight. And once he sat down, people started making gestures towards his natural body stank. Hmm. And when he noticed that, he said, oh, you think that's bad? And let one rip. Now, the plane was away from, they already detached and were getting ready to go on the ramp. But once he started passing gas, the pilot turned it around and they kicked this man off the plane for being too gassy.
Oh.
I'm surprised he wasn't arrested for terrorism. Dropping bombs on the plane.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kendrick Lamar, the darling of hip-hop, has got a new song out. We're going to play a little snippet for you right now. Daily Dirt, Best Gossip, This Story, and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Lil Mosey celebrating his birthday, and Alicia Keys celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so Barbie, great movie. Of course, all the Oscar nominations came out earlier this week. Ryan Gosling, who played Ken in the movie, nominated for Best Actor. My girl, America Ferrera, who just won a Critics' Choice, it's called the See Her Award, also nominated for her role for Supporting Actress. But Barbie, Margot Robbie, not nominated at all.
What?
Which really fits into the whole theme of the movie Barbie.
I was surprised anyone was nominated because, in my opinion, I fell asleep within the first like 15 minutes of the movie.
Automatic.
I just didn't think
it's a good movie.
Okay, that's subjective. That's your opinion. Mine, I thought it was boring.
I cried.
Oh, whoa.
I cried so much. I'm telling you right now that when you see the movie as a woman who had a discussion with an executive at a very powerful network yesterday, she got it. I got it. It means something to girls and women. And that's why everybody's confused that Margot Robbie wasn't even nominated. It makes no sense. What's your opinion? Tap in on your thoughts. Did you see the movie? 877-730-DCS1. Now let's talk about the latest collab with Kendrick Lamar. Chanel.
Yes.
The fashion house
that
Chanel.
That check looked nice,
man,
I'm sure.
Take a listen to the song.
I'm up and down. I'm on and through.
I just read an article about Kendrick. He's been in love with fashion and fascinated with design since he was just a child. So it makes perfect sense for him to get involved with Chanel's new campaign.
I'm here for the for his growth because I know that this is coming very soon. I want the old Kendrick back. That's what people are going to start saying. They're going to start saying it because he's changed. His sound has changed. The Hillbillies project.
Okay, so you're not saying that he is changed.
Oh, you're not saying it.
You're getting ahead of the fans.
Yes, because right, they're going to be like, I want the old Kendrick. Just like they say the old Kanye. Because, you know, as an artist, you have to evolve. If you don't evolve, you get boring. So he has to do these things. He has to be different.
Thanks.
Well, this campaign is anything but boring. Go watch the video. It's sexy. I love it. There's even a cassette involved. That's all I'm going to tell you. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
M&M's, one of my favorite candies, is doing something really big, and it involves sports. Very interesting food news. Hey, it's time for Hottest Hashtags on Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so let's talk about Netflix. Subscriptions just went up. Well, I think they're going to go even higher because they just signed a 10-year deal with WWE Raw for $5 billion. That means beginning January 2025, you could catch WWE Raw, which is on Monday nights, only on Netflix. I don't know.
I think it's all right. I mean, it's only one night of programming, and plus they have other events, too. I think it goes to show the power of WWE that I think they're going to be able to spread it across multiple streaming platforms. Because they're heavy on Peacock as of right now.
And then, you know, the NBA already went with YouTube. The NFL's with Peacock. So I think the logical move was
Netflix
to go out.
Netflix is trying to go after some sports,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, for that live streaming audience.
All right. Well, some people are like, I don't want to pay for that. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
we'll see. Okay, we'll see how it goes. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
So the big game is only a couple weeks away, and M&M just dropped this new teaser. They're coming out with an M&M peanut butter gold and diamond ring, and they're giving it to the almost champions. So these are guys who didn't win the big game. Dan Marino, Terrell Owens, and Bruce Smith, who are all Hall of Fame players, but did not get that ring.
So
it's a football pun. I thought it was a Valentine's Day pun in case you don't get a real ring for the ladies out there, you know?
Oh,
you get a little M&M one.
They can be both.
Showing up to your girl on that, get it down on one knee and giving her a ring with a peanut in it.
You're not getting anything later that night that involves a nut.
No, it does have diamonds on it, and it looks like a big like championship
can
ring.
Can you eat it?
There is an M&M in the middle, so you can open the diamond-encrusted top, and then you can have a little M&M inside of it.
I kind of want one.
Yeah, I kind of want one now.
I mean, it has gold in it, so.
That would be one of the fattest things I've ever seen if somebody unscrew a ring and eat an M&M.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go start with National Fish Taco.
All right, I'm going to make some. I told DJ Automatic I got some tilapia in the freezer. We're going to do that today. A little cabbage, a little sauce on there.
By definition, shrimp tacos aren't fish tacos, right? Are they?
No,
they're shrimp tacos.
I like shrimp tacos.
Shrimp is not a fish.
All right, there it is. Well, I learned that today. All right, and we also got National Irish Coffee Day, which is some strong coffee mixed with some sugar, topped off with whipped cream, and a shot of whiskey.
Which Automatic said, my family drank a lot of that when I was
Dude. There's some people in the office that drink that Irish coffee. Notice how red their noses are.
Oh, I've had a lot of bosses who drink on the job. I think it's really strange.
Wow. I mean,
it's the only way to cope.
They were your boss, so apparently they're doing something right. And we'll wrap it up on National Opposite Day. Up, down, left, right. I feel like this might be, at this point in history, it might be like a salute to SpongeBob.
SpongeBob and his best friend, Patrick Starr, getting on Squidward's nerves. I got something for you, DJ Automatic. Okay. I got something for you. I think you're the most romantic man in the world.
It's obviously Opposite Day.
Oh, funny.
Hey, you're amazing, Dana.
I know I am. Opposite or not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today in our segment, in case you missed it, we talked about how gossip at the office, according to Brigham University, is actually good. I thought to myself, whether it's negative or positive gossip, it brings some type of relief, all right, to the office. We like to gossip here on the show.
Well, that's what we get paid to do.
Yeah, we do. But, well, come on now. Office people Sometimes they'll come in and give us some tea about other office people, and we drink it up. I do want to establish this. We never talk negatively about a person, their looks, or whatever.
Okay. Now you're just going to lie to the audience?
Now we're lying to people,
I'll take a lie detector test right now. I don't say somebody's ugly or anything like that. Mean.
You don't say they're ugly, but you might say some mean things.
Hey, well, that might be about their work ethic, D. John O'Malley.
We don't talk about their physical looks. We just question their intelligence.
That's right.
I'll do that all day long,
you know, because, I mean, for instance, there was an email thread going back and forth recently, and I said, I don't understand how this person doesn't understand. There's nothing wrong with saying that, questioning someone.
I wish that's what you would have said. You would have said, how come these people are so stupid that they don't understand exactly what I'm saying right here? I've pretty much laid it out for them. I can't believe they don't understand it. I mean, I wrote it like a fifth grader. Come on.
That is what I said. But anyway, a little gossip never hurt anybody. Now, I have to admit something right now. My feelings are very hurt. You guys, Automatic, Anthony A., both said to me, and our producer, Chewy, in the background said, my shirt is ugly today.
We said we weren't fond of it.
You said I looked awful in the hallway.
I don't like the color, and I don't like the ruffles.
Okay, thank you.
I said Automatic. It looks like your mom's shirt.
There it is.
I walked out of the room, and a coworker says to me, nice shirt. You look very nice today. Obviously lying to me.
Who was
obviously,
it? Oh, he was lying to you. That was definitely a mean girl thing.
Yes, so I thought to myself, should I confront him and tell him, I know this shirt is ugly because everybody already told me.
No.
You just confront
just burn it.
What you should have done is confronted yourself in the mirror before you left the house.
Thank you, Anthony.
But now we're all here suffering with you.
And your salmon ruffled shirt.
Yeah, dude.
Shirts up on Instagram, at Dana Cortez. Go vote right now. Do you love or hate the shirt? Remember, catch everything we
your
do right here.
Your grandma will love it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.